Hey beautiful people, welcome back to Stress Alchemy, where we turn chaos into creative energy, one epic conversation at a time. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's be real, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? We've all been there, riding those highs and lows with emotions swirling around us like a hurricane. But what if I told you that managing those emotions wasn't about squashing them or pretending they don't exist? What if it was about harnessing their power, understanding them, and using them to fuel your awesome self? That's exactly what we're diving into today, learning how to navigate those emotional waves without losing ourselves in the process. First things first, let's acknowledge that emotions are freaking amazing. They give us color, depth, and connection to the world around us. Ever felt that surge of joy when you accomplish something big? Or the crushing weight of heartbreak after a loss? Those feelings, good or bad, are telling us something. They're signals guiding us through this crazy journey called life. But here's the catch: when we let those emotions run wild without any guidance, they can throw us off balance, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and scattered. That's where the magic of emotional management comes in. So, what are some key takeaways to help you rock this whole emotional game? Buckle up, because I've got 5 gems for you. Number 1, embrace your emotions fully. Don't judge them, don't try to push them away. Just acknowledge their presence and allow yourself to feel them. Think of it like welcoming a guest into your home. Be polite, listen to what they have to say, but don't let them take over the whole place. Number 2, get curious about your feelings. Instead of reacting impulsively, try taking a step back and asking yourself some questions. What exactly am I feeling right now? Where do I feel this emotion in my body? What triggered this feeling? By becoming more aware of your emotional landscape, you gain valuable insights into what makes you tick. Number 3, express your emotions healthily. Bottling things up is like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. Find healthy outlets for your feelings, whether it's journaling, talking to a trusted friend, dancing it out, or creating art. Let those emotions flow freely, without judgment. Remember, expressing yourself authentically is a superpower. Number 4, practice mindfulness. This is all about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Imagine your mind as a busy highway, there's always traffic flowing through. Mindfulness helps you step off the road and observe the flow without getting caught up in the rush. And finally, number 5, practice self-compassion. We all mess up sometimes, we have bad days, and that's totally okay. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Forgive your mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. You know that feeling when you're about to give a big presentation and your heart is racing like it's doing a marathon? Maybe you're facing a difficult conversation or dealing with a stressful deadline. In those moments, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the intensity of our emotions. But imagine if you could approach those situations with a sense of calm and clarity. That's where emotional management comes in. Let's say you're about to give that presentation, but instead of panicking, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've prepared well, and focus on connecting with your audience. You acknowledge the nervousness, but you don't let it control you. By utilizing those emotional management tools, embracing your feelings, getting curious, expressing them healthily, you can turn that stress into fuel for an amazing performance. So, remember, beautiful people, managing your emotions isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding, honoring, and harnessing the power of those incredible feelings. When you do, you unlock a whole new level of self-awareness, resilience, and creativity. Go out there and embrace those waves and ride them like the amazing souls that you are. Ready to keep leveling up? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little emotional alchemy in their life. And don't forget to leave us a review, it seriously helps us spread the love. Until next time, stay radiant, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.